You know, my aunt, when she got into her teens, I mean, they moved to Ojas, Florida, North Miami Beach. All right, now with them, we're close. Because between my father and my aunt, they got along as sister and brother better than what she got along with her real brother. Mm-hmm. So it was close there.
You said your father's mother was your, what was that again?
My father's mother was my father's
okay.
Second wife.
Okay, because you said your father's mother was your father's second wife.
I got
right? That could cause a little trouble.
Yeah, let him figure that one out. No, she, my grandmother was his second wife, and he had two other kids, and they live in Miami. Well, my aunt just passed away in February. So, but we're close because in my aunt's will, she left her home as a homestead that any member of the family, meaning us in Key West, you know, my father, me, my mother, it's automatically stated in the will that any time that we want to come to Miami and stay there at that house, we are more than welcome to be there. We have the right to be in the house too. Mm-hmm. And like if I had to get another job in Miami, I have the right to live in the house if I want to live, mm-hmm. as long as I contribute to the household bills.
So is it, is who lives there now? Is it just
well, it's her youngest daughter. She's been divorced about, I guess around 12 years, you know, but he died several years back. Well, she lives there now. Now, if she had to remarry, well, then the sisters can say, we want to sell the house. But it can't be sold because of the homestead, the way it was set up in the will. Because mm-hmm. She didn't leave a fortune, but she left them enough money to keep up the household, you know, keep up the repairs to it. Mm-hmm. And now her brother is living there, so he's having to pay, you know, to help keep it up too.
Hmm. Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And okay. What I like to do here is now the old house, the house that's been that you said that was in that your father's, the one that was pegged.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you live in that one?
I was born in that one.
Okay, and is that still in the family?
Still
is that,
there.
Is that the one you're living in now?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to try to get, is it two-story or one?
It's a story and a half.
Okay.
Not quite.
Do you have is there a local name for that type of story and a half thing?
No. Not that I know. They just call it a story and a half because it's not, you know.
Is it like, when you say a story and a half, you're talking about the upstairs have slope, it's like
it. It comes, the walls on the side maybe is about 4 feet, 4 feet up. Then it slants a little bit more up. Then it's this way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a flat roof, then slants to the side. So whereas you put your bed to the wall, you know, to the sides. Because if you had to put it up against the wall, you know, the main section of it, when you get up, the one that was on the right side would bop the head.
Okay, so it's got the ceiling. Is the roof pitch?
Let's see. On the outside, it looks like a straight, regular house.
Yeah.
Okay, you go 4 feet up on the side of the walls, and then it slants for about 6 feet, and then it's flat across the top.
Okay. This on the inside?
Yeah, that's on the inside. Yeah. But it's a regular, what, triangle roof?
Yeah. Triangle. This looks like a regular house on the outside, but it's a little bit shorter than a two-story.
It's not. The only thing is, it's not quite as you know, high up on the ceiling. A person, I would say, over 6 feet, two, might bump their head. Whereas the downstairs, the ceiling's about 8 feet up.
That's
7 or 8 feet up.
So, okay. Then, all right, is it like square? Would it be rectangular? Looking at it from the top, like a floor plan. Let's look at
it's
the first floor.
It's not the first floor, okay. It's long. It's not very.
So I'm going to try to draw.
Okay, it's around 22 feet wide.
Okay.